Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, we know the New Testament teaches that God is not the author of sin, nor does he tempt anyone to sin. But the Bible also teaches that God is sovereign. He's in control. He's over everything, and that would include our sin. How do those two truths fit together?
Clearly, God is not the author of sin. He cannot sin. He cannot do evil. God incarnate Jesus Christ, the writer of Hebrews says, is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. In the language of Isaiah 6, God is holy, holy, holy. Look at the book of Leviticus. Be holy, for I am holy, is repeated over and over and over, dozens and dozens of times. God is not capable of sin. Christ is not capable of sin. Nor is God the author of sin. Nor does God tempt anyone to sin. That's in the book of James. However, God, being absolutely sovereign, overrules, allows, and uses the sin that occurs in the world to his own ends and his own purposes. He doesn't cause sin. He doesn't tempt people to sin. But he takes sin, as well as all the acts of all the people who ever lived, and coordinates all of that under what we call his divine providence to accomplish his own goals. This is the marvelous miracle of sovereign purpose and sovereign providence.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. To submit your question, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.